Today is the 28th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Great to be here with you at the conclusion of another week. And so here we are. This is when we huddle up. We came into this week when it was shiny and sparkly and new. Now we reflect back and take a few moments now, but we should, throughout the day, kind of reflect back on the intentions that we set and, well, the unexpected things that came our way and how they were handled. And this is our rhythm. Like, this is how we become aware of our own patterns, our own selves. But we made it, right? Regardless, we made it. Here we are. We made it through this week. And we get to start a brand new one tomorrow. Grateful for that. Always grateful for that. And grateful to be here with you today as we take the next step forward, working our way through the final book of the Torah, the book of Deuteronomy. Today we'll read chapters 9 and 10. Hear, Israel, you are now about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities that have walls up to the sky. The people are strong and tall, Anakites. You know about them and have heard it said, who can stand up against the Anakites? But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them. He will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly, as the Lord has promised you. After the Lord your God has driven them out before you, do not say to yourself, the Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness. No, it is on account of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is going to drive them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going in to take possession of their land, but on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember this, and never forget how you aroused the anger of the Lord your God in the wilderness. From the day you left Egypt until you arrived here, you have been rebellious against the Lord. At Horeb, you aroused the Lord's wrath so that he was angry enough to destroy you. When I went up on the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord had made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water. The Lord gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God. On them were all the commandments the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. At the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord told me, go down from here at once, because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have turned away quickly from what I commanded them and have made an idol for themselves. And the Lord said to me, I have seen this people, and they are a stiff-necked people indeed. Let me alone, so that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make you into a nation stronger and more numerous than they. So I turned and went down from the mountain while it was ablaze with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, I saw that you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way that the Lord had commanded you. So I took the two stone tablets and threw them out of my hands, breaking them to pieces before your eyes. Then once again, I fell prostrate before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water because of all the sin you had committed, doing what was evil in the Lord's sight, and so arousing his anger. I feared the anger and wrath of the Lord, for he was angry enough with you to destroy you. But again, the Lord listened to me, and the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. But at that time I prayed for Aaron too. Also, I took that sinful thing of yours, the calf you had made, and burned it in the fire. Then I crushed it and ground it to powder as fine as dust, and threw the dust into a stream that flowed down the mountain. You also made the Lord angry at Taberah, at Massah, and at Kibroth Hattaava. And when the Lord sent you out from Kadesh Barnea, he said, "Go up and take possession of the land I have given you." But you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You did not trust him or obey him. You have been rebellious against the Lord ever since I have known you. I lay prostrate before the Lord those 40 days and 40 nights, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, "Sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your own inheritance that you redeemed by your great power and brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Overlook the stubbornness of this people, their wickedness, and their sin. Otherwise, the country from which you brought us will say, 'Because the Lord was not able to take them into the land he had promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out to put them to death in the wilderness.' But they are your people, your inheritance, that you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm." At that time the Lord said to me, "Chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones and come up to me on the mountain. Also make a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Then you are to put them in the ark." So I made the ark out of acacia wood and chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones. And I went up on the mountain with the two tablets in my hands. The Lord wrote on these tablets what he had written before, the 10 commandments he had proclaimed to you on the mountain, out of the fire, on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I came back down the mountain and put the tablets in the ark I had made, as the Lord commanded me, and they are there now. The Israelites traveled from the wells of Bene Jaakan to Moserah. There, Aaron died, and he was buried, and Eleazar his son succeeded him as priest. From there, they traveled to Gudgoda, and on to Jotbatha, a land with streams of water. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister and to pronounce blessings in his name, as they still do today. That is why the Levites have no share or inheritance among their fellow Israelites. The Lord is their inheritance, as the Lord your God told them. Now I had stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as I did the first time, and the Lord listened to me at this time also. It was not his will to destroy you. "Go," the Lord said to me, "and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good? To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it, Yet the Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him, and take your oaths in his name. He is the one you praise. He is your God, who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Your ancestors who went down into Egypt were 70 in all. And now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. Luke 8, 4 through 21. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no roots. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way they are choked by life's worries, riches and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken from them. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." Psalm 69:19-36. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them, for God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there. Proverbs 12, 2 and 3. Good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. Father, we thank you for your word. As always, it is the centerpiece. It is the reason that we gather every day. We are grateful for this tangible gift that we can hold, but that we can hear. And then when we hear, we are compelled to do, to obey, to not just hear your commands, but to actually do them. And that is the growing edge. As we observe ourselves and our patterns, how it is that we transform, how we allow your Holy Spirit to transform us into being doers and not just hearers alone. And so come, Holy Spirit, plant deep in the soil of our hearts all that has happened this week, not only in our lives, but in the scriptures. Plant it deep in our lives so that it may, as Jesus was talking about today, that we might be good soil and yield a good, fruitful crop, a harvest in our lives for your kingdom that will spill out and feed many. We thank you for this week. We ask, Spirit of Truth, that you would help us look truthfully as we reflect back over the week on our own lives, that we might continue to see, have eyes to see and ears to hear our own hearts, our own actions, our own motives, that these may be submitted to you and transformed. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. This is home base. It is the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. So always check it out. The Daily Audio Bible app is that as well, and more. So check that out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there. Everything from the Global Campfire commemorative coins to the DAB logo hats two different books, The Breathing Prayer, The God of Your Story, Reframe, Sneezing Jesus, Promised Land, Photographs from the Land of the Bible, all kinds of things. Check out the resources that are available in the shop. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to build community around the rhythm of just showing up for our own hearts, but showing up for each other so that we know we're not alone in this. If that brings life into your life, then thank you for being life-giving. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I am Brian, and I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Deb family, this is Jen from the Pacific Northwest. I am calling in a prayer request for my friend Cher. She fractured her L1 and T10 vertebrae, and she has been in a rehab center for the last 3 weeks or so. And she texted me this morning saying that they are going to take her to the hospital to give her a CT scan. She's in a lot of pain. So would you please pray with me for healing in her body? Heavenly Father, we lift up Cher to you and just pray, God, that you would put everything out of place, back into place, that you would cement it back together, and that it would stay. Father, I pray that you would relieve all of her pain, Lord, and completely heal her so that she can go home and continue living a healthy, happy, pain-free life. God, we just thank you for your healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Brian, I just want to speak for probably most all of us in thanking you for the beautiful, beautiful episode on March 24th. The feeling that you portrayed through your voice, your words of explanation, struck my heart deeply, very deeply. And I know it did the same for people all across the globe. We don't often tell you thank you, but at times like this, we have to tell you that you are reflecting the love of God back onto us. And for this, we are so grateful. We're grateful for your mission, for taking photos of the Holy Lands for us to see. We just thank you for your life's work, and we pray for your safety, health, and your family. Thank you.
Hey, DAB fam, it's Laura in Eugene. I am just pushed pause on Brian and Jill's 29, whatever this is, and just because I didn't even think about it, I just am doing this because I know that I need to get in and get some mental health help. And I just keep putting it off, not because I think that it would not be beneficial, but I'm just really afraid to go there and kind of face myself and deal with all the things that I've done. So I just am doing this as a little bit of accountability with my DAB family, that I am going to make that phone call today. It's been on my list. I had it all out 2 days ago to do it, and I just couldn't do it. I would not do it. I can do it. I would not do it. So, Brian and Jill, this, and for everyone in the DAV, this is just one of those times where you know you're speaking to someone, but you don't really know exactly. Well, for sure, I was one of the people today that you were speaking to. So thank you for sharing your story, for being so vulnerable. I am going to go forward. So DAB fam, thank you for your prayers, and I will keep praying for all of you as well.
Hello, this is Steven from the Poconos. Need prayer for me and my family. Trying to heal from my infidelity with my wife. My wife needs healing from the pain. I need healing from my pain that's different. My children need healing from the pain that they have and are experiencing.
DAB, this is Colby from Iowa. Just calling in. Yesterday, my son, 7 years old, said that you felt like a terrible kid and he wanted to die. He's never showed signs of depression before, but I felt very strongly it was a spiritual attack. He says it happens from time to time. He's never told us about it before, so that's good. But I need your prayers. I've been praying for him over this past day. We talked to him a lot. I know that God can handle this. Appreciate all prayers. I'm praying for all of you. Love you. Bye.
Oh, my DAB family, this is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we lift before you all who are burdened by suffering, both seen and unseen. Your word reminds us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We pray for your comforting presence to surround them, to be a balm to their weary souls and strength in their weakness. Grant them courage to face each day and renew their hope in your unfailing love and limitless grace. May they experience your miraculous healing and deliverance, knowing that you are their refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, and nothing is impossible with you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.